Our distinguished guest is here. It's 6 minutes past the hour, and welcome to Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. Dr. Kapreet Barn, cardiologist and the director of the Heart Failure Program at Deborah Heart and Lung Center, and that is the topic this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, heart failure, very, very obviously profoundly important topic, and I can't wait to get started, but let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Barn. I mentioned he is a cardiologist. He is board certified in advanced heart failure and transplantation, cardiovascular disease, adult echocardiography, cardiovascular computed tomography, and nuclear cardiology. So imagine that. What an impressive quadruple background there, at least. He earned his medical degree from Dayan and Medical Center College in India. After medical school, he completed his residency in internal medicine at the University of Buffalo School of Medicine in New York, completed fellowship training in cardiology at Geisinger Medical Center in Danville, Pennsylvania. He also completed fellowship training in advanced heart failure at Baylor College of Medicine, circulatory support at Texas Heart Institute, and cardiac transplant at St. Luke's Episcopal Hospital in Houston, Texas. His interests include advanced heart failure, LVAD, heart transplantation, pulmonary hypertension, and ECMO. He has authored numerous journals in peer-reviewed medical journals, and he is a by-demand repeat performer on this program, and we spent a lot of time on air together doing many episodes. Dr. Barn, welcome back, and good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me back.
It is a pleasure. Heart failure is the topic. Let's get right into it. We won't bury the lead. What is heart failure?
Well, heart failure is, as you know, we've talked about this in the past before. It's basically your heart is like your engine. And for any reason, any medical condition where your heart is not able to pump blood to your organs and your muscles, and you're not able to do the things you can do, that results in heart failure.
I think many listening, if they hear just normal citizens that, you know, have no training and not a lot of knowledge and, you know, in certain terms and certain things, if you hear heart failure, I think most people think death sentence, doom and gloom to the max. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to be diagnosed with heart failure?
Well, I think just to simplify, please, so I'm trying to, you know, it is a serious diagnosis. If left untreated, it's one of the serious cardiac conditions in all of cardiology. Patients who have heart failure do not have a lot of time left if left untreated. Now, the flip side is if you seek care in 2023 for both types of heart failure, we have excellent treatment options and you can live a very long, happy, productive life. I have patients that work as physicians, that work as, you know, businessmen, you know, any of the teachers, you know, so you can live a productive life if you seek treatment. So it's very important that if you have the diagnosis of heart failure that you get with a good team and seek treatment and live a productive life.
Such an important question that you just responded to. This also is important for our listeners so that they know what the symptoms are. What are the symptoms of heart failure?
Yeah, just like I mentioned, think of, you know, your heart is like your engine, and it's very similar. Just like, you know, when a car, the engine's not working, you're not able to do things, and that's what happens with your body. When your heart is not working properly, for any reason, any damage from high blood pressure, diabetes, blockages, or infections, when your heart doesn't work properly, what will happen is you will not be able to do activities, right? Because you're not going to be able to walk as much. If you are, you feel tired, wiped out. Your heart regulates fluid in your body, so you tend to retain fluid, and people's legs will swell up. They can gain significant amount of weight. Those are sort of the common symptoms, presentation of heart failure.
I like that analogy you do. So it's like the check engine light goes on. It's like the engine in the car. And I think that's relatable to all of our listeners on this. Very important question there. How do the symptoms differ from other diseases, the heart failure symptoms?
Well, I think that's how a lot of times it can be missed because a lot of the symptoms mirror other diseases. So these symptoms are not exclusive to heart failure. You can have similar symptoms for other diseases like anemia, sleep apnea, lung problems. So really, if you're, the bottom line is, if you're experiencing these symptoms, something is going on. If you're, if you could walk 2 miles 6 months ago and now you're short of breath walking, you know, a block, that something is going on. So you need to get proper treatment with your physicians, get the diagnosis. And if that result is because of heart failure, you seek care with heart failure cardiologists. If it's a lung problem or other issues, your doctors will, you know, gear you towards those specialists. So these symptoms are not exclusive to heart failure, but certainly if you're experiencing these symptoms, something is going on and you should definitely seek care.
You're listening to Dr. Barn. He is a cardiologist at DeBora Heart Lung Center and the director of the heart failure program at DeBora Heart and Lung Center. And the topic this half hour on DeBora Heart and Lung Center presents Dr. Barn is heart failure. DeBora Heart and Lung Center, they're accepting new patients, easy to get a hold of by phone or digitally. You can go to the website, demanddebora.org. It's very, very easy to navigate. You'll see the hyperlink to appointments tab right there as soon as you look at the screen, pretty much center cut on the website, impossible actually to miss. You can also call 609-621-2080. That's 609-621-2080. Are there stages of heart failure, Dr. Barn?
Yes. So, you know, there are two types of heart failure. Heart failure, we do have stages, but when your heart is not pumping enough blood to your body, you divide it into stage A through D. And the reason we do that is because for multiple reasons, but the two most important reasons is that A tells us where you are in your disease process, and B, it also tells you what treatments you need to give to help you succeed survival-wise as well as symptom-wise. So earlier stages, the treatment is different. Later stages, the treatments are different, like left ventricular assist devices, pacemakers, heart transplants. So, yes, we do have stages, and we like to classify patients because it helps us tell them their prognosis, or meaning what their future is going to be, and also it helps us decide what treatments they need at that stage to save their life or make them successful and relieve their symptoms.
This is the only break that we take during Dr. Barn's time with us. We're going to be gone for about 4 minutes. We'll come back strong. And a very important question when we come back that I'm sure a lot of folks, especially if you're ever dealing with this circumstance, you'd want to know, can heart failure be reversed? Can heart failure be cured? Or can heart failure only be treated? A lot to talk about, much more straight ahead with Dr. Barn. DeBora Heart and Lung Center presents Dr. Kapreet Barn, cardiologist and the director of the heart failure program at DeBora Heart and Lung Center. And the topic this half hour is heart failure. We'll be back in just a little bit with Dr. Barn.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's number one talk station.
Thank you. That is all because of you, and you've done it again and again and again. We thank you for it. We're visiting with Dr. Barn, and the discussion this half hour on DeBora Heart and Lung Center presents Dr. Kapreet Barn, cardiologist and the director of the heart failure program at DeBora Heart and Lung Center. You won't be surprised. We have the director of the heart failure program, so you can pretty much, I think, place a good bet on it that we're talking heart failure, and we are. And DeBora is accepting new patients. It's important to mention as often as I can. You can call 609-621-2080, 609-621-2080, on the web at demanddebora.org, demanddebora.org. We teased it, Dr. Barn, right before the break. I think it's one of the most important questions of the program. Can heart failure be reversed or cured?
So there are two aspects to this. So first, it depends on the reason for why your heart muscle was damaged. So there are certain conditions where if your heart muscle is damaged, if we treat the underlying condition, the heart muscle can get stronger. For most common is somebody comes in with a blockage in the arteries with a heart attack, and we put a stent in, but there's a temporary damage to the heart, but opening up the blockages and with medications, the heart muscle gets better over a few months. Certain infections and conditions we can reverse by treating the underlying conditions. But even if your condition has permanent damage to your heart, in 2023 we have certain medications that have become so powerful that in some patients they can completely reverse the damage, and the patient's heart muscle can get stronger. And in some patients, even if it doesn't get normal, we can improve the heart function that they can live many, many years. So it's very important, going back to your question, that if, like we talked about, if you're having those symptoms, get appropriately diagnosed and immediately see a heart failure team so they can figure out what the reason is and possibly go after that reason, or and also start you on those important medications. I always tell people that, you know, heart failure is literally, and we don't talk about it like that, and I don't mean to scare people, but I do want to mention that the closest analogy is heart failure is cancer of the heart. Mm. Really, the patients who have heart failure, if left untreated, their longevity is literally mirrors certain cancers, like lung cancer and pancreatic cancer. And the good news is that we have medications to reverse that course, and people can live many, many years. So I tell these medications are like your chemotherapy, and you got to take them very seriously, and they're great results. And the good news is these medications have no major side effects. And so in 2023, you know, we have a lot of tools to get to the bottom of why heart failure is happening and possibly reverse the course. And even if we can't, we have medications to control the symptoms and to improve the heart function.
Very encouraging. Dr. Barn, what type of quality of life can a person have with heart failure?
Usually when patients come to me, they're very symptomatic. They can be mild symptoms to severe symptoms. And generally speaking, if you diagnose them and put them on the treatment options, the majority will improve. And the ones who don't improve is usually because the heart muscle is getting weaker or getting more damaged. And then we go to the last stage of heart failure where we have to start thinking about an LVAD, left ventricular assist device, or in some cases, heart transplant. And so with all these treatments, most patients do feel better and improve their symptoms. Like I told you, I have patients with all backgrounds. I have, you know, younger patients, older patients. I have patients who, you know, work as physicians, teachers, you know, bus drivers, and so they can lead a normal life and still, if they take their medications, can still be productive. And then, of course, end-stage heart failure patients, we also have aggressive and advanced options like left ventricular assist device, and DeBoer is one of the regional leaders in those devices, and we have a great team here for that.
How do things like, and this is a wild card question, but I think it's an important one because obviously people are dealing with it. How do things like COVID-19, you know, this appears to be an aggressive flu strain this season. How do these types of things affect a person with heart failure?
Well, we know that, you know, COVID does affect the heart. It can cause inflammation of the heart. But generally speaking, with the newer strains, it's pretty well tolerated. We're not seeing a lot of serious heart issues with the newer strains. There was a lot, obviously, in 2020 when it first came, that was a very different strain. But having said that, vaccines are very important. And, you know, of course, discuss your individual, risks with your primary care doctor. But if you're eligible for a vaccine, it's very important to get the vaccine because vaccines really reduce the chance of serious illness, especially if you have underlying comorbidities like heart failure. So prevention is always better than cure. So I think, yes, the strains have gotten milder compared to 2020, but if you're a candidate for vaccine, talk to your primary care doctor. As long as you don't have any allergies or any indication why you can't have the vaccine, you should consider that, especially if you have underlying condition like heart failure.
Yeah, I really like that comment you made about prevention is better than the cure. I like that. Now, I know the short answer. It's called you and your team, because your team approach is amazing at DeBoer Heart and Lung Center. But let me just put the question out there for you to, I'll tee it up and you take it away. Who should you see for heart failure and why?
Yeah, I think when you have symptoms that you're having, if you're having these symptoms like shortness of breath, swelling in your legs, you cannot do the things you were doing before. Your first step is to seek care with any physician that's, so if your primary doctor, whoever your family medicine doctor, go get care first, and they will put you through some testing, and they should be able to figure out if you, with their testing, that if you have heart failure. Then the next step, if you do have it, if you have access to a specialist like me, try to go to a heart failure specialist. But there are certain parts of the country where people, you know, specialists like me are not available. But so your next step should, at minimum, see a cardiologist locally. And then they can usually, you know, put you on the medication and get you to a regional heart failure cardiologist. But the first step is just go see anybody. You know, if you're family medicine, you have a connection with them, go see your doctor, figure out what's going on, and then they can guide you. And of course, if your symptoms are really bad, you know, you need to go to the hospital immediately, and then they'll figure that out. And but bottom line is, whoever your physician is or regional hospital, you should seek care depending on how bad your symptoms are.
Are there questions that the person should be asking of the provider?
I think usually most family medicine doctors, cardiologists, they know the testing that needs to be done. So I think the main thing is to relay your symptoms. Make sure you let them know all your symptoms, that, hey, I'm not feeling good, I'm short of breath, the things I could do a year ago. And so they will then put you through a battery of testing, and part of that testing would be to look at if the heart's causing these symptoms.
What's your thoughts about persons getting a second opinion after being diagnosed?
Yeah, so, you know, as you know, Deborah is a regional leader in advanced heart failure, and we're the only comprehensive advanced heart failure center in South Jersey. So, you know, we see a lot of, you know, second opinions, third opinions. And, you know, so, you know, if you have been diagnosed and you feel like, you know, your symptoms are not improving or you want to hear from another physician, obviously, you know, definitely reach out to us. At, you know, I think you gave the information already, our website and our phone numbers. But yes, we do that a lot. A lot of our work is second and third opinions because patients, you know, we're the regional center, and patients who get diagnosed come to us for opinions. And we, you know, at Deborah, we're very lucky that we have a very comprehensive team. I have, you know, an awesome team around me that supports me. That includes our electrophysiology department, our cardiac catheterization department, our CT surgical department, and we have a lot of tools at Deborah to figure out, you know, complicated cases, which other centers may not have those tools. So definitely, if you've been diagnosed with heart failure and your symptoms aren't improving, and of course, if you need advanced therapies, you know, you should definitely reach out to us.
And as Dr. Barnes said, Deborah Heart and Lung Center, they are accepting new patients. You can call 609-621-2080. I'll give you all of this information just as we're saying goodbye to Dr. Barnes in about 6-7 minutes from now. But the number is 609-621-2080 or through the website. You can do it all digitally as well at demanddeborah.org, demanddeborah.org. In terms of treatment options, do they change over time?
Yes. So like in the beginning, when you have earlier stages of heart failure, we mostly focus on medication. And as your heart failure progresses, then we start thinking about devices like pacemakers. And of course, if your heart failure progresses to the point where you're not responding to medications or pacemakers, then we have advanced therapies like left ventricular systolize. These are surgically placed heart pumps that make patients live longer and feel better. And of course, for a small percentage of patients, we do have heart transplantation as an option as well. But the left ventricular systolize technology has improved dramatically. Deborah's done most the newest generation pumps. We've done the most in the state. We have a lot of experience here, so we've got a lot of, you know, second, third opinions for patients who need these advanced therapies. And, of course, we treat earlier stages of heart failure, too. So that's really the algorithm. We start with medications, and a lot of patients, I don't want to scare people saying that everybody needs a surgical procedure, but a lot of patients stabilize on the medications, and then over time they will progress. And the whole point of the medication is to slow that progression instead of, you know, 1 year, whereas sometimes you will prolong people for 10 years, 15 years on medication. So the first step is to get on that chemotherapy or the medication that I talked about. And once you get on that and hopefully you do well, and then, of course, if you progress, you were ready. And I just like to tell patients that, you know, when they come see us, we're you know, hoping for plan A, but we're ready for plan B. Mm. You know, that's really our role to take care of the patients.
Very, very important. In terms of exercise, because somebody that hears, hey, you know, I have heart failure, maybe they're concerned about, target heart range or exercising. Am I going to do harm? Someone with heart failure, and I know everyone's different and different stages and whatnot, but what do you generally say about exercise with the folks with heart failure?
Yeah, two questions that come up are, the commonly I see in the clinic, and these are logical questions. Anybody, you know, who gets diagnosed, that's a common sense question to ask. I'll say that, hey, Dr. Barnes, can I do exercise to make my heart muscle stronger, right? Because we think of muscle, right? We think of muscle like your biceps or your triceps. We're used to going to the gym lifting and hoping that the muscle improves. Unfortunately, your heart muscle, it is a muscle, but it doesn't respond to exercise the same way. So you can't make your damaged heart stronger by exercising. However, you can increase your endurance even with the bad heart. For example, let's say you're walking, 10 feet before your heart failure, but by physical therapy and exercise, you can walk 400 meters or 500. So even with the bad heart, you can increase your endurance. So exercise is a good thing. So that's number one. Well, how much exercise? And so we don't recommend competitive sports. Like if you've been diagnosed with heart failure, this is not the time to sign up for a half a marathon, right?
Right.
But we do recommend that you should move and increase activity. So I tell patients that just walking, keep it simple. Walking, younger patients like jog, you want to lift a little bit of weights, common sense. So I tell them that if you're exercising to the point where you can't speak or I always joke with them, if you're turning blue in the face, probably doing too much. And if you're exercising and you're watching TV and not even short of breath, probably not doing enough. So you want to be in the middle somewhere where you're pushing yourself, where you're, getting a good workout. But like I said, no competitive sports, no heavy lifting, but walking, light running, mild to medium sized weights to keep your, muscle tone. We're okay with that. And of course, a lot of patients who go too far, when we see it, we have specialized programs like cardiac rehabilitation, which is basically a monitored setting where we improve their functional status by doing certain exercises. So for patients who have a lot of symptoms who get diagnosed, we have a special cardiac rehabilitation program as well.
Dr. Barn, I think you probably touched on some of these throughout the half hour, but let's conclude with this as sort of a standalone question to finish today's program. And those just joining us, if you've missed any of it, please check out the podcast later today. When it's uploaded, you can download it and you can listen to the entire program because it's really important content that Dr. Barn shared this morning on heart failure. But what are some of the advanced level treatment options that people should know about from DeBora Heart and Lung Center?
Yeah, so we have a lot of advanced therapies now for even since I came last, I think spoke. Every year we're getting new technology. So let's say you have heart failure and you've been on medication for 7 years and you've had a pacemaker and now you're getting more short of breath, you're not responding. So we have different options. There's certain patients we can put a clip on one of their valves to improve their symptoms. That's called a MitraClip. We have things like further specialized pacemakers that we can put in. And for extreme scenario where nothing is working, we do have, like I just talked about, left ventricle assist device program where we put these surgically placed pumps in, and these pumps work really well. The newest generation pumps have shown to improve survival by close to 5 to 6 years, which is, when you have end stage and you're down to months of living, it prolongs your life significantly. So, and of course, we have a heart transplantation that's been around for, almost over 50 years. And so we have options for you. So it's very important that, that you seek care, get on the right medications. And for some reason, if you're not responding, you need to definitely go to a specialized center like DeBora, where they have all the specialists that are available to get you to the right tools to improve your symptoms. So I can't stress that enough. So if you've already been diagnosed and you're struggling, you definitely need to go to a specialized center for an opinion to see what we can do to help you.
DeBora Heart and Lung Center, they are accepting new patients. They're on the web at demanddebora.org, and you can see the speed button tab that's right there in terms of making appointments. If you prefer, and some people do, you'd rather make the call. Either way works. 609-621-2080. That's 609-621-2080. Dr. Barn, always nice to visit with you. Really important content. You've helped a lot of people today, and we appreciate your time and your expertise. Thank you, sir.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to being on the show again.
I am too. Until we meet again. It's 36 minutes past the hour. That's a wrap for this month. We look forward to next month's episode because these topics, we know, we hear from you, they have literally saved lives. And you've told us that in all the great disciplines that DeBora is so just so fabulous to work with. Again, demanddebora.org, or you can call 609-621-2080.